This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Last week when Chris was on special assignment, we had Micah Hanks as the co-host. And during the course of our discussion with Micah, I mentioned the fact that any time we discuss politics, even in relationship to like UFO disclosure or the interest of a president or presidential candidate in UFOs, some listeners really, really get out of shape over it. So I asked Micah, because he has a couple of podcasts going, how's it with you? And he said, about half his listeners love to hear it. Half his listeners say, ah! So, you see, you can't win.
Yeah, I'm going through something similar on the forums. Every time I bring up a post that questions conservative scientism, a materialistic view of reality when it comes to, you know, I think what could be a potential breakthrough that we could make in the paranormal realm with the study of consciousness and the impact of psychedelics on consciousness, I just get shut down. I just, there's some people that are so anti-drugs, they're so programmed, they're so brainwashed into thinking that drugs are bad. You know, they'd rather sit there, and I'm not talking about this specific individual, but some people would rather sit there and drink alcohol, gobble OxyContin, and then cast aspersions on psychedelics and entheogens, which could provide us with some of the most groundbreaking, blasting the door open knowledge about UFOs, any sort of psychic abilities and parapsychological subjects. It's just so frustrating to attempt to create, you know, an open-minded dialogue or create an open-minded forum for this type of suggestion and have people suck the air out of it and say, well, this can't be possible. It's all subjective. You're full of, you know what? Even though it doesn't get to that point, the sniffy, dismissive, point-by-point refutation of anything having to do with open-box thinking around this subject is so disingenuous. The hubris and the lack of open-mindedness is the same as talking, you know, going up to Grand Canyon and listening to a creationist tour company try to explain that Grand Canyon is only 5,260 years old or something. And it's exactly the same thing in my book. When it comes to politics on this show, it's our show. This is a very important issue. It's probably one of the most important elections in the history of the country. If you have a problem with that, don't listen.
Well said. Now, when it comes to drugs, we've had this artificial barrier for so long. Certain drugs are okay. Oxy's fine, even if you get addicted to it. Or alcohol, that's a drug, has all sorts of weird effects, and it's very harmful if you take too much of it. And then right now, just now, we're hearing stories that the government will allow scientists to do more work into looking at the effects of marijuana. And you think 20 states in the United States allow for medical marijuana. We're not talking about recreational drugs here. We're talking about something that has a medicinal benefit, like reducing the effects of chemo, you know, which completely wrecks you, possibly having some benefit.
Well,
dealing with cancer.
Jimmy Carter's claiming that the use of medical marijuana has put his cancer in remission. I mean, there's an ex-president. Marijuana, or cannabis, as I prefer to call it, is still Schedule 1. Schedule 1 means it has no medical benefit. Cannabis probably has more medical benefits than any other plant on the planet. And the only reason why it's still Schedule 1 and still illegal on a federal level is because of the tobacco and alcohol lobbies. The undue influence of corporations in this country is getting to the point where it's really beyond ridiculous. I don't know how many studies you need to present to show the wonderful benefits of cannabis for the government to actually, you know, do the right thing. Of course, the government now is quietly and kind of unofficially taking a more laissez-faire sort of a hands-off approach to medical marijuana. They're not going in and raiding, you know, feds aren't going in and raiding dispensaries or, you know, really making an effort to stamp out cultivation of medical marijuana. So we're slowly seeing an easing of the stigma and the ridiculous prohibition around this substance. But we still have a long way to go. I really, you know, when it comes to the same with psychedelics, I mean, my God, psychedelics, you know, they're barrier dissolving, boundary crashing. They help you wake up and really see the truth behind things. And that's the last thing the government wants or corporations want, is you to see the truth about what's really behind what they're up to and how they're doing it and what their potential agendas are. And God forbid the great American pubic should wake up one day.
Exactly. Well, there is a ballot proposition, I believe, in Arizona now to legalize marijuana that will be on the ballot in November. How that will fare in Arizona, red state Arizona, who knows? You see, we're getting back into politics, but the one thing I just want to say very quickly before we get back into our subject matter, with regard to cannabis. Now, when my late brother-in-law, Stephen, was on chemo, his second dosage, they gave him more of it in the hopes of really dissolving that tumor. He had pancreatic cancer, which is very much a death sentence for most people anyway. He pretty much died then and there because it just took so much out of him. And if he had had cannabis to help reduce those symptoms, I very much think it might have gone easier for him.
Well.
But they didn't bother. They should have, because medical marijuana is allowed in Arizona.
Well, just the whole subject of chemo. I mean, chemo probably kills more people than the cancer does.
There are experimental medications of all kinds, some where they literally rebuild your immune system to fight the cancer.
Right.
And they're making all sorts of amazing progress. But yeah. Where is E.T. when we needed them, you know?
Yeah.
We see all these messages that E.T. is going to channel these creatures from whatever, you know. There's, I told you a couple of times in the show, I get these messages on Facebook where this woman says, the star beings from Zeta Reticuli, they must be pretty hot if they're living in stars, are being channeled. Fine, I'll ask you a question. My brother-in-law didn't hurt anybody. Why is he dead from cancer? Why can't E.T. get in there and do something about it? What about all the other people? What about my mother-in-law who died at 60 from pancreatic cancer? She never hurt anybody. All she did was be nice to people, and she was very funny, and she was the only person on the planet, Gwen Kaplan, the only person on the planet to laugh at my jokes.
I just laughed at one.
Well, she was a really great person. Why did she have to die at 60? Why did she have to die a year before her grandson Grayson was born? What is E.T. doing for us? E.T. allegedly has been in touch with us for all these years, giving us messages of peace and brotherhood, and we have people being beheaded. Yeah, we get into politics again. We have people dying of cancer. We have people being hit because of automobile accidents. We have an actor, for example, where there was a defect in his Jeep, and he stopped his car to check his mail or something, and the car backed into him and killed him. And right. Everybody can see his last performance, by the way, because he played Chekhov on the new Star Trek series.
Well, you could say the same thing. Well, why does God allow these things to happen? You know, we're dealing with a combination of really conservative, outmoded thinking and irrational attempts at forward thinking. Sure, there's aliens out there. But again, why would they come here and solve all our problems?
They frankly would look at us and say, as Michael Rennie did in The Day the Earth Stood Still as Klaatu, if you don't get your acts together, we're going to get rid of you. That's it. We're going to put you out of your misery. He didn't say it that way, but that's the effect. We've got Walter Bosley joining us for chatter and a surprise guest a little bit later. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
The award-winning Graphic Converter 10, the universal genius for photo editing apps on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for the Swiss Army Knife app. It gives you all the features that you expect, and most important, it's easy to use. You can get it for just $39.95 from www.lemkesoft.com. That's www.lemkesoft.com. Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Do you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the marginalized fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Just in time, we're joined by Walter Bosley. He's going to pick up on the conversation. We'll have a surprise guest later. On the Paracast, let me tell you first, we've got a second radio show we want you to listen to, and it's not always about politics. As one person claim the other day when saying I'm not going to renew my subscription. Well, we now have space for another subscription. We'd like you to fill it. Just check out the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. I have a second chapter from that book with Chris and his great friend, Ray Stanford. With Chris and Ray Stanford, and the second chapter is ready. We'll put it up. Only available to Paracast Plus subscribers after the Paracast, the commercial-free version of this show. What more could you ask? There'll be more. Plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. And what this means is you got to get something really special there for a low subscription rate. So, Walter Bosley, let's bring you up to date on what we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the treacherous version of our world here. Nothing is working. And E.T. supposedly is out there, and E.T. won't help us. We have people who claim they are channeling messages from the beings from Zeta Reticuli.
Mm-hmm.
Very hot beings, because that's a binary star system.
Right.
And these hot beings are channeled, but we have people here dying of cancer. We have people here being beheaded by ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
We have people here being killed in auto accidents, like Anton Yelchin, the actor who played Chekhov in the new Star Trek series, where
right.
he stopped his car and it backed into him because of some kind of brake transmission issue. And they're suing Jeep, by the way, and I hope they win $100 million for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, by the way, the Jeep's never going to advertise here. We're not going to have any ads from Fiat Chrysler as a result of that. But you see what's happening. E.T. isn't doing anything. Now, even if it's a breakaway civilization, wouldn't they care about us to help?
Well, actually, I think people ought to consider what is this telling us? It tells me that maybe E.T. hasn't solved all these issues themselves. The E.T.s are probably dealing with the same, you know, imperfections. Too many people assume that E.T. must come from some utopia. And I've disagreed with that for a while. You know, I think there's ETs out there with a decidedly, sinister or corrupt motivation just as easily as there would be those with, you know, an altruistic motivation. So
probably more likely.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I think people need to start looking at all this differently, because it's the age-old thing, why, God, why, you know, with all the human suffering. Well, you know, that gets into the philosophical aspect. Me personally, and people don't like to hear this, but this ridiculous notion of creating some, you know, perfect utopia in the physical material Earth here is kind of childish. I think the suffering is why we're here. And it's supposed to be, part of that experience, part of, you know, all that classic stuff you hear about, you know, building your character, making you understand the nature, the full spectrum of reality. I just think that's part of the reason we're here. And, you know, part of that is to see how we react to this adversity.
Emotional boot camp.
Yeah.
So we're being prepped to see if we really can hack it. Is that what it is?
Yeah, for whatever it is that we actually discover is beyond. I think that I'm a reincarnationist. I think I accept the concept of reincarnation. I also accept that this idea that there is kind of a veil of amnesia, that each time you go into a life, you're blocked from, you know, the full memory of what it's like on that other side, because it's so much better than this. Everybody would be killing themselves if they could access, you know, how much better it is. This is my opinion. I just think it's part of the deal.
And yeah. Do you believe in a white-haired, long-bearded white man sitting on a throne in the clouds in heaven? You supposedly wrote this book that we're all supposed to believe in, the lock, stock, and barrel, word for word.
Well, but why does it have to be a white man?
Men wrote that book, first of all. Second of all, no, I don't believe in that necessarily specific model, but I do believe that this being is a being with a distinct personality and sentience. Yeah, I call him the old
buck. No, it's a 14-year-old pimply-faced kid in some parallel universe, and we're nothing but a software program in a video game.
He looks like Clint Howard. Yeah. From that episode of Star Trek.
Yeah, we're just characters in a VR software program from some other dimension. I mean, I'm convinced.
I'll tell you what, though. I don't like this game. I want to change the rules. Oh, I want to do what Captain Kirk did.
That Kobayashi Maru it.
Exactly. Like, yeah. I want to do what Captain Kirk did, because that way he didn't believe in no-win scenarios. And okay, I don't either. No. Right now I got to change a few things.
And you know what my view on that is? I'm glad you brought that up. I think the Kirk solution is what this God being is looking for us to do. See, this business of being these scared little creatures who are supposed to be on our knees and cowering, I don't think a God being would want that. A God being wants us to have some balls to stand up on the 2 feet, you know, and look them in the eye and say, hey, what the F? You know, and then he'll explain what the F, you know, theoretically. But the point is, I think he's looking for us to do he's looking for us to have the audacity to think, wait a minute, you know, I can change my situation. I don't have to buy this. And I think that's part of the struggle part of life.
Yeah.
Is, you know, it's looking to see how far it can push us before we take action. And
so it's like going to the window and saying, I'm mad as hell and I can't take
it
anymore.
Exactly.
I'm not going to take it anymore.
Exactly. And that's what, in my particular case, I refer to, you know, I say God and him. You know, you can say whatever you want in your personal concept, but I say that's what he's looking for. He's looking for, it's kind of like he's Rutger Hauer in the climax of Blade Runner, where he's pushing around Harrison Ford, and he says that point where he says, that's the spirit. You know, that's God to me. He's, you know, poking and poking and poking till we get pissed off and say, you bastard. And then he smiles and he says, that's the spirit. There you go.
Right. Well, I think it's a little bit more than that. I think it's not only overcoming adversity and, you know, showing, you know, spiritual and intestinal.
Oh, showing compassion, too.
But it's compassion. But it's also creating fun and having happiness in our lives. If you can,
absolutely.
If those two things, if you can do that, you are so far ahead of the curve, and you're a very lucky individual on this primitive, violent, misogynist claptrap.
Which is probably no more primitive, violent, or misogynistic than you know millions of other worlds you'd find out there. Yeah, I would agree.
So isn't, though, happiness a worm gun?
If you're Dick Cheney.
It can be.
Just don't get in his way when you're bird hunting.
Oh, you've got to watch out for that, yeah.
Jesus, happiness is a warm gun.
Bang, bang, shoot, shoot. Hey, we've got Walter Bosley here, and I have no idea what we're going to be talking about, but we also have a special guest joining us a wee bit later with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Pericast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is non-legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm,
and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Kurt Southern, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
Walter Bosley joining Gene and Chris in the Paracast, and we're talking about anything that comes to mind. And we're wondering and struggling now that if E.T., these benevolent star beings, are here, why aren't they doing anything to help us? And maybe it's time to act and time to fight back. And that may also explain certain developments in the political realm where things are so bad they look for a sociopath to help them fix things because the solutions being offered aren't working.
Yeah, how do we know that Donald Trump isn't some alien agent?
That's the first time I've heard you refer to Hillary as a sociopath. That's very...
Yeah, well...
You're making progress.
or Hillary, too. Hillary is infinitely more scary as far as I'm concerned. But
before we go on...
I just took it back.
I'm just generally tired of both sides. That's why I avoid it.
When Strawberry Fields.
What?
We can't make a huge mistake and go there.
So these aliens, I think their hands are just as full as ours, and their attitude is, you guys fix your own crap.
Yeah.
Well, the thing that you realize from Star Trek and the Star Trek universe is that although it looks like the Federation has kind of sort of gotten it together, they're still embroiled in ridiculous politics, just as we are now in the 23rd century. And you've got advanced beings around the galaxy who are just as dangerous as humans, or more so, the Klingons, the Romulans. So probably in the real universe, that may not be so far off. Just because we can get some fancy stuff. Just because we can build fancy spaceships.
You know, it is no different wherever you go in the universe, so just embrace the crap and enjoy it. You know, go for the ride.
Yes. I just realized something. There's this weird, you know, life imitating art thing going on with the Star Trek universe.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there a race of nasty guys called Cardassians? I all of a sudden made that connection. Yes, oh, my God.
Actually, there are nice Cardassians and bad ones. You know, it's like every other race or collection of both.
And the nice ones have taken the time to get all that plastic surgery, and the not nice ones haven't, right? Is that what you're saying?
It's kind of like that, too.
I couldn't resist. It's like the Klingons and Uranus joke. It's like, oh, my God, Cardassians. That's, oh. No wonder I didn't like them.
Exactly, exactly.
That was a showstopper.
Well, we also have the Ferengi in Star Trek.
Yeah, they're kind of cool because they got them big ears.
That's right.
Like those big bulbous heads with the big brow ridges. And
it was played by Armin Shimerman, who's a great character actor. You know, a guy who does great voices and everything.
They have pointy teeth.
Is that what did it?
Yeah. Yeah, when you rape a Ferengi, you sit there and massage their ears, right?
Exactly. Okay. Before we go on, I should tell you here that Walter has a PC, not a Mac. All right? Microsoft.
That explains it all.
That explains everything. Microsoft owns Skype, so you think, with a PC. Hey, guys, with a PC, Skype would work better, right?
You would
wrong.
Think.
We have more problems with PCs running Skype than Macs. So, Walter, why aren't you getting a Mac?
Money. I can't afford a Mac. I used to be able to afford a Mac. I had one for the same one for like 5 years, and it was wonderful until it just finally died on me and couldn't afford to replace it. So,
yeah. I'll tell you something. Let me give you a reality check. Reality check. You can get a Mac Portable, a MacBook Air, for $899.
I don't have. Please. Maybe those Zeta Reticulans that are, you know, care about us so much, maybe they'll buy me one.
I got a used MacBook for $250.
Really?
eBay.
Still oh, okay.
Fine.
Yeah. I'll check that out. Yeah, this damn thing I got. Usually I'm involved in the purchase of my computers, but this was a gift that my sister got me off the home shopping network. You know, she doesn't know the first thing about my needs, you know, stuff for computers, so I figured, well, I'll give it a shot, and it's been nothing but a nightmare. It's an HP.
Okay, I'm looking here at the pricing. Now, a used MacBook Air of a fairly recent generation is $400 to
$500. Now, see, that's yeah, that and what he said about $250, you know, that's within the range of when I have money. So this is promising. I think I'll go back and take a look at my possibilities to get a Mac because, yeah.
If you don't need a notebook and could live with a desktop computer and you already have like an old display or a keyboard and mouse, you can get yourself you can get yourself a Mac Mini for $499 retail, and they've got refurbs for like $399.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's a good deal.
Yeah, that's just a desktop computer. It's a small desktop computer, about 2 inches high, and it'll work with, you know, any old display, keyboard, mouse.
Yeah, I've seen those. Cool. Okay.
And compared to what you have now, it is, sir, a revelation.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, we were talking before about extraterrestrial races from Star Trek.
Raping Ferengis.
Ferengis, of course, the role of Quark, the chief salesperson from the Ferengi, was played by an actor named Armin Shimerman, who is Jewish. So you see the ultimate slur there.
Yeah, a little stereotyping going on, huh?
That's right. Pick a Jew to play a Ferengi.
I like the pointed teeth.
But
it's such a nice touch.
But in all fairness, aren't there, you know, a lot of folks that are actors that happen to be Jewish?
Well, you see, nowadays it doesn't matter anymore like it used to be. You know, in the old days, the Jew had to change their name to be right. something that was mid-American or something.
Yeah.
Now you use your real name, even if it's unpronounceable. Use your real name, you know.
Right.
You know, like an actor from Great Britain, Welshman. Yoan Griffith. Now, he played in the original Fantastic Four, Mr. Fantastic. He was on an ABC TV show recently where he plays a guy who can't die, who lives forever. And he's, you know, and you hear him in his native British accent, and he's a really charming actor. But if you look at the way he spells his name, which is the way he was born that way, Yoan Griffith, it doesn't look like that at all.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Welsh is definitely one of those languages where, you know, my dad's mom could speak the Gaelic, but, man, that didn't get passed down, that's for sure.
Exactly. It was a series called Forever, by the way. Okay?
Yeah, I never saw it. I'll check it out, but I remember it when it was...
I'm enjoying this Netflix series called Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah, I watched that first season already on that a couple weekends ago.
It has Montauk written all over it. It sounds like they sort of fictionalized some of the Peter Moon, Preston Nichols material. Pretty interesting.
I never thought about that, but you're right. That does, the whole thing feels like Montauk.
Well, the original name for the series was Montauk. I saw a small article on it, but man, it really does have, it's very well done.
Let's do our break here, guys, and we'll talk about Stranger Things. Stranger Things are coming on the Paracast with Gene and Chris and Walter Bosley and a special guest coming up soon. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo Tote Bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, and multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children. Stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So let's talk about that. Stranger Things on Netflix. Now, Netflix has just some wonderful TV series there. Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Sense8, House of Cards.
Marco Polo.
Lots of good stuff. Stranger Things, I saw the first episode only. I'll watch the rest probably this weekend. Yes. It has an 80s feel to it.
Yes. So I was going to say, it's like a homage to Spielberg and, I mean, every which way but loose. It's like the Goonies meets
Stephen King.
Poltergeist meets little Stephen King thrown in there with a little bit of, I don't know, Twilight Zone. It's really good. I kind of had a little problem with it the first couple episodes, but it definitely is worth hanging in there for it, and it really goes into some interesting, science fiction tinged, almost reality, physics and science and, you know, classified project type stuff. And it's definitely worth, a gander.
And there's two things off the top of my head. First of all, the girl who's part of the project, the girl with the shaved head.
Right.
She's really good.
What a good little actress. Yeah, she's very good.
And she had to volunteer, by the way, to have her head shaved for that role. It's not something where she's wearing a skull cap. Her head.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. Her hair is really cut. The other thing is Winona Ryder's performance. She must have, come off of this thing just exhausted because when you watch that whole season, she is frantic in like 99% of everything. Yeah.
Well, you know how they did that, Walter? They just put in her contract that in order to get into that kind of method acting mode, we are contractually obliging you to go off your meds during the production of the show. And so that's actually Winona Ryder. It's just she's not sedated.
Oh, Lordy. I hope you're wrong. But she's just, I mean, through the whole thing, she maintains a level of, just intense, frantic intensity that...
A little bit of overacting going on there, but...
You know what it is? That she's very pissed off over the fact that in the Star Trek reboot, the very first Star Trek reboot from 2009, she's playing Spock's mother, and they killed her off. Yeah. And she's still pissed off. And that's how she got into this role.
You think?
Yeah.
No.
Whatever you say there, Gino.
Hey, it's definitely something I'm looking forward to the next season of. That's
yeah.
It's going to be interesting. Speaking of Netflix, I surf through there a lot, and I watched a documentary recently on, it's called Chaos on the Bridge, written and directed by Shatner, and narrated by him, hosted by him.
Right.
But it's a documentary on the creation of and the making of Star Trek The Next Generation, which I'm not a fan of. But the documentary was really interesting. It goes into all the drama, you know, that Gene Roddenberry had brought to it, and you know, showrunners and stuff. It's really interesting. You should check it out.
Yeah, I did. It was very, very interesting. And, and also there's another one called The Captains, too, which looks at all the captains in the Star Trek lexicon and the Star Trek universe and how they all approach their roles, you know, and how they learn from each other, which is also very good. And also how Patrick Stewart was quite an unlikely choice for the role, and there was quite a bit of controversy around his being selected to be Jean-Luc Picard. And there's some real nice little hidden gems in there. I've always been a big Star Trek fan. I haven't watched Voyager. Isn't that the one with what's her name as the captain?
Kate Mulgrew. I liked her as the captain on that.
I've never seen it.
I didn't watch all the episodes, but I tended that one for some reason I liked a little better than I was just never a Next Generation fan. DS9 didn't do it for me. The Enterprise one, I liked Scott Bakula, but
yeah, he was very good.
Yeah. Now let me just tell you something about Patrick Stewart in Star Trek: The Next Generation. Remember, we're talking about a Shakespearean actor in his mid or late 40s.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Until he got that role. And I heard him say this story on Howard Stern, where he said he was maybe making, at his best, maybe a couple of hundred pounds a week in the 80s, which is, you know, maybe like making $250 a week in American money or something like that. And today it would be like making $300 or $400. The guy was making barely living wage. And he never made anything more like that. And suddenly he gets this job. And probably didn't take it seriously until he really got into it, because he's a very serious, dedicated actor. And suddenly he's getting $50,000 a week to be Captain Picard. And he never saw money like that before. I think he lived over somebody's garage or something for the first year, because he didn't feel that he was yet worthy of having money. Because remember, we're talking about a middle-aged guy who had never done anything but barely eke out a living as an actor.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the only movie that I recalled ever seeing him in before he appeared on Star Trek, the TV series, was Excalibur. And, you know, he has kind of a small supporting role in that. But his agent told him that the show would probably not even last a year, so he wasn't expecting much out of it, and it just took him by surprise. But Roddenberry didn't want him initially. He said, you know, I can't have this middle-aged bald guy, you know, being the follow-up to Kirk. And,
well, of course, you could always have Kirk without his hairpiece, and then he'd be a middle-aged bald guy.
Yeah, exactly.
But you see, it's very interesting here.
When they got towards the end of the season and he was putting on a paunch, that's when you'd see the episodes where Shatner would wear that wraparound uniform shirt, because it was hiding his paunch.
Well, that's his fault. He needs to work out. Now, you know, looking at salaries of TV, I was looking up the original Superman show from the 50s, where George Reeves was the highest paid actor on TV ever, making several thousand dollars a week. But let's look at the people who appeared with him, like Jack Larson as Jimmy Olsen and Noel Neal as Lois Lane. They got like $200 an episode.
They killed him.
Probably. They got like $200 an episode. As a matter of fact, Noel Neal, after she finished playing Lois Lane, she ended up working in the publicity department of a movie company. She never acted again until, like, they brought back her character for about 10 seconds in Superman the movie, where you see her as Lois Lane's mother, unidentified, on a train.
Yeah.
And the guy who played her father, Lois Lane's father, was played by Kirk Allen, who was the original movie Superman.
That's
and that's
right.
all the
that's
roles
right.
he could what? Get, because after he appeared as Superman in two serials, Kirk Allen played, I think, one other movie serial, and then got practically no roles ever. His career was done. See, that's the difference in those days. You became a character who was a household name. You were so typecast, you could never get another part. Nowadays, it's no big deal. Chris Pine, for example, is Captain Kirk, and then they brought him back as Jack Ryan, the Tom Clancy character. And then
his characters are a revolving door for different actors.
Right. Well, there's a lot of stories about that, too. And then he now plays Steve Trevor in Wonder Woman. So he leads off a lot of different series, and nobody says, oh, this is Captain Kirk, you can't do that. It's a point where, oh, this is a good actor, and he could do that.
Yeah, exactly.
How do we get from Star Trek and all this stuff from aliens? Oh, because, of course, the way Star Trek depicted aliens was that realistic. And that takes us to it. But Star Trek was probably somewhat realistic in the sense of scientists, budding scientists, being so influenced by Star Trek, they wanted to bring those inventions to the world.
Right.
Like the StarTAC cell phone. Or like now they're looking into matter transmission, like a transporter. And we mentioned a couple of weeks ago we had Mark D'Antonio on the Paracast. We talk about warp drive. Engage!
Handhold medical diagnostic devices are now have been developed. There's some real forward motion in that technology as well.
We've got more to come, including whether there are really Klingons out there. With Gene, Chris, and Walter Bosley, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.